Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the NSE Knowledge Builder series on bond markets. Today, we have with us Ms. Shelly Ved and Mr. Shivam Parekh from Bonds India, who will be explaining us the different types of bonds to invest in India. So as an investor, you can identify the different bonds or the different instruments which are available in the bond market, and which will help you in taking informed decisions about investing in bonds in the Indian markets. So without any further delay, I will hand over the session to Shelly and Shivam, who will basically guide you through the different bonds which are available in India. So over to you, Shivam and Shelly.
Thank you, Parutosh, for the introduction. A very good evening and a warm welcome to all our audience here. I would like to take this opportunity to thank NSE for giving us this platform to discuss the fundamentals of bonds. And through this series of webinars, which are called as Knowledge Builder series, we intend to cover the important facets of investments in bond market. I'm Shelly Ved, and I handle the trade desk at Bonds India. Today, I'm joined by my colleague Shivam Parekh, and he handles the institutional segment at Bonds India.
Thank you, Shelly, for the introduction and warm greetings to everyone on this webinar. Shelly, you can...
Yeah, I'll just give a little brief about our company. So Bonds India is a new age fintech startup that aims to digitize the Indian bond markets. It is one of India's first online fixed income portal whose primary focus remains to simplify the retail investors alongside educating and advising them at each step. Our ultimate goal here is to ensure complete transparency for investors, and we have high-tech integration to provide real-time online trade settlement facility. As a recap of our previous webinars, we would like to touch base on the important beginner tips today, and that will help you to navigate through our today's webinar topic, which is different types of bonds in India. So before we start the presentation, Sneha, can we request you to take the first poll? Yeah, so the poll question is how many of us present here today invest in bonds? Thanks, Sneha. So as we can see, around 75% of the audience here today is investing in bonds. That's a good ratio to see. We'll take you through the presentation now. I'll just share my screen. Yeah, so a few things to keep in mind before investing in bonds. Before you start, you must understand the bond and the bond market. So it is very important to get some understanding before investing. And the sources to get this required details or this information would be newspapers, podcasts, books, newsletters, webinars. And also when you go on net, you have to check that the content, you have to go through the most authentic web content, which you can get from SEBI, RBI, NSE or BSE circulars. As we say, gaining understanding is a never-ending process. So keep on acquiring more and more knowledge and make educated investments. Now, once you have all the necessary information around bonds, it's very important to spell out the investment goals for yourself and your family. So set an investment goal. Now, the investment goals can be either short-term, mid-term, long-term, or maybe a combination of all of them. Every individual will have their own set of requirements. So say some may have a goal to buy a property. Some people would be wanting to buy a car. Some may want to go on an international holiday. Parents would be planning for their child's future educational needs. And some may be planning for their retirement and so on. So setting up your goals help us? So basically that will help you induce savings. You'll have planned expenses and investments. There will be discipline around your savings and investments. And that will help you to focus on your short-term and long-term planning. Now to set goal for yourself, what factors you can consider is your age, the current capital standing, the risk that you are looking, the risk appetite, your current needs, future needs. So your investment goals must not be unrealistic. When you set your investment goals, see to it that it should meet your current and or maybe expected earnings power. Now, once you set your investment goals, it's very important to know the bond holder, that is a bond issuer. So to know the bond holder or the bond issuer, you need to check whether the company is stable or not. You need to look for this. You can check the financials of the company. You can check the issuer's creditability. Does the company have good creditworthiness? Does it meet its liability payments on time? You can also check the industry environment, like whether businesses or whether the company is operating in, say, pharma, banking, automobiles, infrastructure, etc. You need to check the track record of the company. Here you can check if the company has previously issued bonds and whether it has made all the payments on time. You can check the capital structure of the company, where you will understand the priority in repayment in relation to other creditors. It's also very important to create your own risk profile. So first question you need to ask yourself is that why do you want to invest in bonds? And the next question that would come to your mind would be how much amount of risk are you willing to take? So based on this, you can choose a particular bond which would suit your needs. Also, it's very important to remember, always trade with market registered participants. So this will ensure safety of your investment as SEBI performs extensive due diligence before registration. And market participants are extremely trustworthy as they pass the fit and proper criteria of SEBI. Your investment is protected as they regularly report the operations to SEBI. Now, always choose settlement through exchange. So please note that settlement procedure through exchange is extremely streamlined. There is complete transparency in trade and pricing. Further, there is fairness and order among buyers and sellers. Remember to diversify your bonds portfolio. It is very important to not have all the eggs in one basket. So diversification of your portfolio will help you distribute your risk and rationalize your returns. Now, diversification can be sectoral diversity, like bonds which are issued by different companies, pharma, auto, infra, etc. And also diversity can be based on your risk appetite, the credit rating of the distributor of the or the issuer. So investment in bonds are AAA, AA, BBB rated issuers. So you can check accordingly and diversify your bond portfolio. Now understand the current market scenario. So what is the current risk-free rate, interest rates in the market? That you can check and understand what is the current market scenario. So now we'll now move on to our current topic of this webinar. There is different type of bonds. So yes. Today's different type of bonds which you'll be covering will be the fixed rate bonds, floating rate bonds, inflation linked bonds, zero coupon bonds, callable bonds and putable bonds, market linked debentures, perpetual bonds, convertible bonds, tax-free bonds and sovereign gold bonds. Shyam, can I request you to take over the presentation from here?
Yeah, sure. So I will start with the first type of bonds. These bonds are called fixed rate bonds. These bonds are used debt securities that offer you a fixed rate of return on a fixed tenure that is told to the investor when they are issued by the issuer. These securities can give you interest on different frequencies. That is, they can be giving you interest on monthly basis, yearly basis, semi-annually basis, or quarterly basis. These bonds are usually issued by governments, private corporations, or other corporates that issue these kind of securities. There are certain advantages and disadvantages that also come in form with these securities. So advantages that we can see in these kind of securities is that you can have a steady state of interest that you can receive. So it's basically a steady source of income that you keep receiving because it's a fixed rate bond. It is resistant to market fluctuation. So now that if the market interest rates in the present market scenario changes, but your interest is always protected because you've invested in a bond that will always give you a specific fixed return. There is always a chance of you getting a better interest rate, but your interest is always secured in this scenario. It is also used to diversify your portfolio because if you invest in equities and then if you invest in securities that have fixed return, you can at least control your kind of invest return that you're going to make on your portfolio. And short-term and long-term maturities can be divided depending on your requirement and how you want your money invested. You can have your interest and investment be set up into that scenarios. Well, with advantages, I think there are, you can say, disadvantages also that come into these kind of bonds. They are highly interest rate sensitive. That means that you might invest in today and the interest rate in the market would go up. So there is a chance that opportunity you might lose out and not receive the kind of interest that you're trying to receive. There is also a chance that you might have your money stuck in this kind of securities for a longer tenure or maybe a shorter tenure, and the liquidity crunch might come in play at this point. Investors can choose for shorter maturity, but due to shorter maturity, these securities can offer lower rate of interest depending on kind of rating you're going for and the kind of security you're selecting. But if you're looking for a longer maturity, then it would also help you getting a higher rate of interest. I think that would sum up my understanding of these kind of securities and the basis of it. If I'm missing out anything, Shelly, would you like to add something to this?
Sure, I think you explained almost everything. Everything is covered up pretty well. We can move on to the next slide.
Yeah, sure, we can do that too. So as the name suggests, the next kind of security is called the floating rate bond. In this kind of security, the interest rate that you receive as an investor is not fixed. You will receive an interest rate depending on to the security, that the security being linked to another benchmark. This means that these securities are linked to other benchmarks like the Fed rate in the United States of America, the LIBOR, or the repo or the reverse repo in our country. These securities are usually a notch higher compared to the other the benchmark they have been linked to. So this basically means that if the benchmark is trading at a certain level, the security will give you an extra percent or two above the benchmark. These kind of securities are in our country are issued by the government, and they're basically a much secure investment. But again, as the other fixed returns we saw, there are also advantages and disadvantages that I would like to cover in this security as well. So the advantages of these securities are that there is low interest rate risk because these securities are marked to a benchmark that is always moving. The interest rate also will keep moving with that. Your principal is always protected in these scenarios so that you don't lose out on that. These instruments are less volatile compared to other interest rate securities. They are safer kind of because they are issued by the government. You have a safer kind of return. The chance of you losing your principal or your interest default is very low. The returns are higher compared to the securities, same kind of securities issued by the government in the same tenure as well. Well, disadvantages can also be there. So the disadvantages, as we go to say, would be the yields would also go down if the benchmark would go down. The interest payment of these securities are extremely dependent on the benchmark they are being connected to and the record date when these benchmarks are going to be there. Also, diversification, interest credit risk is also an option in these kind of securities as well. So I think this would sum up my understanding of fixed rate, floating rate bonds. And I would like to move on to the next security if I'm not wrong.
So having understood from the first poll that we conducted, around 75% of the people are do invest in bonds, but some of them are still not investing in bonds. So we'll just take one more poll over here. to understand the possible apprehensions they have about their investments in bond market. Sneha, can I request you to conduct the second poll? So most of us here, around 25% of our audience says low returns, lack of understanding, 12% says lack of understanding, around 6% says unaware of the investment process, and most of us present here says a combination of all. Thanks, Neha. You can stop the vote. So we hope that as we take our subsequent slides ahead, we'll help you better to guide you and enhance your journey in the bond market. We'll continue with the next slide.
Yeah, so the next slide is about a security called inflation-linked bonds. These bonds are linked to the inflation of our country, or as we say, the CPI figures of our country. CPI stands for nothing but the Consumer Price Index. So every month, our Consumer Price Index is being published by the RBI, where we get to know the inflation figures of this month prior to ours, prior to the month that we are in. So in these kind of securities, the interest rate that you receive is always a fixed form of interest, and the principal is always adjusted to the inflation that is being adjusted around that scenario. So you're in this kind of securities, when the inflation increases, your interest that you will receive, interest rate will always remain stable, but your principal amount will increase depending on the increase in inflation that has been informed in the information memorandum of the bond while the issue of the security. In these kind of securities, the issue interest rate might increase or decrease depending on the increase and decrease in your principal, because the inflation of the country can change month on month, and that is why it plays a very important role to understanding when you invest in these kind of securities. While investing in these kind of securities, you have to also understand that there is no inflation risk in affecting these securities, because as inflation risk increases, your principal amount will also increase. That helps you protect your interest and your principal that has been invested. You always have a fixed kind of return that you will always receive, because the interest rate does not change. Your figure interest received might increase depending on the principal change, but the rate of interest you're receiving always remains stable. And it's a good long-term investment, because whenever you invest in such securities, our first investment purview would be that over the longer period, if the inflation increases, my money should also be protected in that scenario. So in that way, you're always protected from inflation, because it is always connected to CPI. But also looking to the downside of this investment would be that there is potential, and investment in these kind of securities can be difficult. Understanding how inflation moves and understanding the change in inflation is also very difficult, and to understand that is also very important. Secondly, there is no perfect measure of calculating the CPI, not only in our country, but in any other country. There will always be a few differences that we might not be able to cover while measuring the amount of CPI figures that have been published. And there is always the phantom of tax that is happening in the change in taxation policies in all of these securities. I think these securities are a good investment depending on your kind of return and kind of outlook you have over these securities and the reason of investment, I think. And this, I think, covers my understanding of the securities in the base of it. And does Shelly want to add something to this?
I think Shyami perfectly explained everything, but thank we you. Can actually conduct one more poll to understand how much our audience here is understood.
Sure, definitely, so, we can do that.
Sneha, can we request you to take the next poll? Okay, so here the poll question is, which is generally the biggest risk to making a solid return in bonds? Rising inflation, growing government deficit, stock market falling, or all of the above? We'll give 10 seconds more because we are seeing that more participants are answering the poll. Yes, Neha, you can stop the poll here. Thank you. So most of us over here, more than 50% of the people has got it right, rising inflation. That's good. We'll move on to the next slide.
Yeah, sure. We can go move on to the next slides.
So zero coupon bonds. So generally when we see in bonds, there are coupons especially in the fixed rate bonds like 8%, 10%, 9% and so on. Now in zero coupon bonds, they don't have coupons. Rather, they have an implied yield, which is paid at the end of the tenure. So zero coupon, these bonds, they do not pay any coupon or any interest payment or also the principal amount in the interim period of the investment. The implied interest and the principal, they both are paid together at maturity. For example, in a three-year bond, say in a three-year bond or a five-year bond, the total principal and the cumulative interest that will be paid together at the end of 3 years and 5 years respectively. Now there are two types of zero coupon bonds, one which is issued in deep discounts and they're matured at par, and the other one which is issued at par and they mature, and they're matured at generally a premium value. Zero coupon bonds are suitable for people who are looking for long-term investments since they need to hold them till maturity. These bonds are also suitable for investors who are looking for a lump sum amount at maturity. Now, zero coupon bonds will not be attractive for investors who are looking for timely income or cash flow, say month, who are looking for some monthly income or quarterly income from their investment. It won't be attractive for those investors since the entire amount will be received only at maturity. Now, I'll give you a little example. Say if you purchase a zero coupon bond with a face value of 1,000. And this is issued at rupees 950 and it's a 3 year bond. So you will get 1,000 back at maturity and during the entire tenure, no interest would be paid. So the difference of rupees 50, that is 1,000 being the face value and 950 being your purchase price. That is a difference which comes up to 50 rupees. This is your return. So rupees 50 is your return, which you will receive at totally at the end of the maturity. Now, the advantage of these bonds are that there is no reinvestment risk as the principal and the interest or say your returns, which is the implied yield, they both are paid together at maturity. An investor gets a lump sum amount at maturity. But the flip side is that these investments will not give you regular monthly incomes or quarterly incomes or semi-annual incomes. And the price volatility is a little high due to the bond characteristics. Moving on to the next slide, callable bonds and putable bonds. So call and put options can be unique features of a bond. Generally, bonds are redeemed at maturity. However, under callable bonds, the issuer has the right to call back the bond before the maturity date. So under putable bonds, the bondholder has a right to return the bonds to the issuer before maturity. Now say a bond with 5 years maturity can have a call option or a put option at the end of 3 years, meaning the issuer will have an option to prepay the bond at the end of 3 years. This is called the call option. Similarly, the investor will also have an option to get repaid by selling the bond back to the investor at the end of 3 years. This is a put option. Now, the date on which the call will be made by the issuer is known as the call date. And the date at which the bondholder can demand the payment is known as the put date. Now, the date and price are both predetermined at the time of the bond issue. Now, higher coupon payments are made on callable bonds, whereas putable bonds carry a little lower coupon rate. Callable bonds are issued to avoid making higher interest payments in case of fall in the market interest rate. See, if the bond with a coupon of 10%, if the bond has a coupon of 10% and the market rate after 3 years is 8%, so issuer can raise the bond at 8% that time. So issuer will exercise the call option to take the advantage of this falling interest rate. Some advantages of put option. There's a low risk, there's a low investment risk here, and investors can liquidate their holdings in case of any unforeseen situation. They can do that. Now, the disadvantages of putable bonds are that they offer lower yields, as investors have the flexibility to demand and give the bond back to the issuer. Now, issuer may offer a one-time put option only. These are some of the advantages of the putable bonds. Moving on to market-linked debentures. So market-linked debentures are popularly known as MLDs. They are basically the fixed income instruments which are regulated by SEBI and whose returns are linked to either a particular security or a market index, such as government securities, say gold index fund, Nifty index, etc. These are the benchmarks. MLDs, they work a little differently and they work on the preset conditions. There are two types of MLDs. One is a principal protected MLD and the other one is non-principal protected. I'll give you a little example here. Say company ABC issues an MLD at 11% coupon at 11% per annum coupon, and it's going and the maturity is after 2 years. So the coupon is paid only on condition that the Nifty index, if it's the benchmark is linked to Nifty, so they can have a preset condition that it will be paid only if the Nifty index doesn't fall more than 25%. Now, if the index falls more than 25%, then only the principal is returned and no interest is paid. But your principal, it's protected here and it is returned back. Now, the most significant advantage is that you can get the exposure and benefit of investing in other markets, such as equity, government securities, gold index funds, etc. The investor is able to enjoy the upside in the underlying index without directly investing in the asset class associated with the underlying index. MLDs do not pay fixed income during the tenure like the other bonds do. We'll just see, have a look at some of the advantages and the flip sides of MLDs. As I explained in the earlier slide, the primary objective, the primary advantage over here is that the investor benefits the exposure to the upside in other asset classes which are associated with the underlying benchmark. Now, a protection of principal, there's always the protection of your principal amount in protected MLDs, which is the biggest advantage here. Now, this will ensure that the investment is safeguarded in case the underlying markets have a downside. Now, MLDs are also tax efficient. Investors investing in MLDs, they can avail the tax benefits, the tax advantages. Now, the flip side of MLDs are that they are slightly complex. They have slightly complex structures. Also, they have high investment thresholds and they are better suited for HNIs who understand the product. Moving on to the next slide. Shum, could you take over from here?
Yeah, sure. I'll take over from here. So going on to the next slide, as we see, is about perpetual bonds. These bonds, as the name suggests, have no maturity. These bonds are issued on the purpose of perpetuity. That means these bonds are either forever or for 99 years, as we say. So the interest rate that is being issued, that you receive during the issuance, is what you receive throughout the life of the security. These bonds also have embedded within them a few call options and put options that are available after the fifth year of the bond, or in the fifth year of the bonds, as we see. These bonds are issued by specifically governments and by banks, and they become a part of the tier one capital of the association that has been issuing these securities. So like other securities, these also have a set of pros and cons, or like we say, two sides of a coin. So the advantages of these are that you can receive a very long stable source of income if the call or put is not being performed by the bank. There is no requirement for you to always track or keep in check the maturities of the security. So your investment is always going to be there. It always pays a higher rate of return compared to other securities by the same issuer, because they belong to the tier one capital, because they're a part of the actual capital of the company. The other disadvantages of these securities are that it increases your credit exposure towards a certain securities over the longer tenure. You can lose your capital, or as we say, principal, when invested in these securities, because they are a part of the tier one capital. You may miss out on a better investment because you might not be able to sell or these securities immediately, because they are a little illiquid compared to other securities. Also, these bonds can be called back by their issuers whenever the call date is ready to avail for them. This puts you in the pressure of reinvestment, as we go to say. I think this covers my understanding of this security, and I think this will help you understand the security much better, I think, from what we all knew. There is one thing that we would also like to cover in this, would be that there's an interest rate risk that also covers in, because these bonds are issued over a very long tenure, they avail to interest rate risk, that which means that you might not be able to receive the higher rate of return that is being available at this present moment, or maybe in the future due to the changing market condition. But you will have to continue with the same interest rate that you're going to be receiving. I think we will go for the next bond, or the next type of bond that I think Shaili will help you understand much better. Or maybe you want to go for a poll?
No, one second. There's a little technical error here. We'll just take a minute to just solve. There's some issue with the screen.
Okay, so if you guys don't mind, we'll just check and just do a few changes. I think that we're near a technical glitch.
The screen is putting us into some different colors.
Yes. Just give us a second.
Can we just stop the presentation for a minute?
So what do you want? Stop sharing. Yeah.
Screen is acting really funny. Just really sorry for this error.
Yeah, sure. Now you're back.
So it's back. One second. Share the screen once again.
I think the next security is convertible debentures, and I think
Sneha, can we take the earlier poll here?
I'll just log in the IDs over there as well.
So which of the following best describes a zero coupon bond?
So which of the following describes the best zero coupon bonds? The only payment from the bond issuer is the face value of the maturity. The bond makes very low quarterly interest payments. The bond pays has zero margin but pays interest according to an index. The holder must make periodic payments to maintain the value of the bond.
Thank you, Sneha. You can end the poll here. So around 68% of our audience here has got it right. The only payment for the bond issuer is the face value at maturity. We'll start with convertible bonds. So convertible bond, it's a hybrid debt instrument that has the features of both equity and debt components. Now, this bond gives investor a right or an obligation to convert the bond into equity shares of the issuing company. The quantum and the value of the shares are predetermined at the time of the issue in the offer document. Now also, after converting these bonds into stocks, the bondholder becomes the stockholder of the company issuing such bonds. For example, say ABC Limited issued a convertible bond with 1,000 face value that pays 5% interest. So the bond has a maturity of 10 years and a convertible ratio of 100 shares for every convertible bond. So the bond is held till, if the bond is held till maturity, then the investor will be paid rupees 1,000 in principal plus rupees 50, which is the interest of that particular year. However, say the company share has spiked from rupees 10 to rupees 11 per share. So due to this, the 100 shares of the stock, which are worth rupees 1100 now, that is 100 into 11. So the 1 rupee is an additional profit over here. So this exceeds the bond value, which was 1050. Now you can convert this bond into stocks and receive 100 shares, then which could be sold in the market for rupees 1100. The main feature of this bond, we'll go through these advantages and disadvantages now. So the conversion of the bond to equity can either be optional or compulsory depending on the agreed terms between the bond issuer and the investor. Now advantages to the, so this bond has certain advantages to the investor. The investor can convert the existing bonds into equity. Equity shares of the company, and they can expect a higher capital appreciation on his investment if the company's stock performs well. The investor gets voting rights in the company upon the conversion. Now, advantages to the issuer would be that the issuer, on the other hand, can offer lower returns on the convertible bonds as compared to the normal bonds, and thus reduce its borrowing cost. The disadvantages to the investor is that in case of liquidation of the company in future, the investor having the equity will have low priority claim. And company can call the conversion anytime. Moving on to the next slide.
Yeah, sure. So the next slide is about tax-free securities. These tax-free securities, as the name suggests, are bonds that have no tax liabilities, which means that these securities which are introduced have a fixed rate of return, that is your interest coupon or your interest rate. And there is no tax that you have to pay on the interest that you receive on these securities. But in case of secondary trading of these securities, that means that when these bonds are sold in the secondary market, you are liable to pay any capital appreciation that you receive. These securities are usually offered in a longer tenure. That means it is offered in the span of about 10 years to 15 years. Though there are bonds available in the secondary market over the shorter tenure, but those were issued in the prior terms. These securities are generally issued by Government of India companies, or what we say as PSU units, like NTPC, PFC, your IRFC, REC, etc. The advantages and disadvantages in these securities are very simple. They go like other fixed rate coupon bonds, but as we know, they are guaranteed by the government kind of securities and are owned by government companies, so they're very high and secure. The coupon rate that you receive is your actual rate of return, because there is no tax liability or the phantom of tax, as we said in the prior slides. And your liquidity is also very high, because they are very high rated and highly traded securities in these scenarios. Liquidity in some of these bonds can also become a disadvantage, because longer tenure bonds are a little difficult to sell compared to the shorter ones. So the ones that are of 10 years might go in much easily compared to the 15 or a 12 year old security. I think in these scenarios, they go away easily, but your liquidity might be constrained for maybe a day or maybe a two, depending on the kind of market conditions at that point. For me, this sums up the understanding of tax-free bonds. And yeah, there can be another few ways we can understand the pricing and all of that. But I think that is for the future seminars that these might lead to.
Okay, we'll have a quick poll over here now. Sneha, can we please request you to conduct the poll? Can I request you to?
It's already done. Yeah, sure. Call option is more valuable dash and put option is more valuable dash. A is investor issuer and B is issuer investor.
Okay. I think we can end the poll.
Yeah, I think
Sneha, you can end the poll here. So 80% of the audience has got it right. The call option is more valuable to the issuer and the put option is more valuable to the investor. We are really glad to know this, that most of us has understood correctly over here. Moving on to the next slide. Sovereign gold bonds. This is a government security denominated in grams of gold. That means that investment should be equivalent to the price of 1 gram of gold. The minimum investment should be equivalent to the price of 1 gram of gold. Now, gold bonds are held in DMAT form. They are an alternative to invest in the physical gold. Now, sovereign gold bonds are issued by the Reserve Bank of India on government's behalf. And a coupon of 2.5% per annum is associated with the gold with sovereign gold bonds, and which is dispersed half yearly to the investors. So SGBs or sovereign gold bonds are issued for a period of 8 years with premature withdrawal permissible after 5 years. Now investors can also sell the respective security in the secondary market at the market rate of the gold. There are certain advantages as well as disadvantages to sovereign gold bonds. The biggest advantage is that there's no physical possession of the gold which is required. So it's considerably very safe and you need not worry where you need to keep the gold. And if you're a long-term investor, then holding sovereign gold bonds for the full tenor of 8 years will give you tax-free capital gains. And it also carries low risk as they are government bonds which are issued by RBI. This makes them one of the most safest form of instruments which is available in India. And the disadvantages is that people need to hold on to them, to this bond for 8 years to gain the tax benefits. And it carries the gold price risk. The risk of the gold price rate would actually it keeps on fluctuating. So this is the risk the bond will carry. And there is less liquidity in sovereign gold bonds in secondary market. Compared to the other bonds, this bond has a little less liquidity. With this, I think we come to the end of our presentation. Sneha, can I request you to conduct a poll here? So So the question is, the complete amount in an MLD is paid on maturity, yes or no? MLDs are market-linked debentures, as we explained in the earlier slides. Almost 100% people in the market.
Yeah.
Majority. So majority of us has got it right, and people are still voting. So we'll continue with this poll. We'll give it another 15 seconds. Sneha, we can end the poll here. So around 88% of the investors here have got it right, that the complete amount in MLD is paid at maturity. Can we have a question answer round here?
Sure, we should go ahead.
Okay, so we'll start the Q&A round here. We'll try and address most of the queries which we can. I'll stop the presentation for the time being so we can pick up the questions. Okay, yeah, so Mr. Michael Gomes from Mumbai is asking which bonds to invest in India to get better YTN.
So Mr. Gomes, your answer is a very open answer question, I think. Sorry. So to get a very high YTM, you can invest in any kind of security depending on your risk parameter. So for me to suggest you any security would not be right, because I still don't understand what kind of risk parameters you own. But corporate bonds in general have a higher rate of return compared to government securities and other sovereign gold bonds, or the kind of securities that we discussed. Corporate bonds usually have a fixed or a variable rate of return depending on the kind of security you invest in. But you might have to go lower down the yield curve, lower down the rating curve to actually get a higher rate of return, or maybe a higher yield to maturity, that you would say.
Okay, thank you, Shivam. We'll take the next question.
Yeah.
So Mr. Jay Kumar Sharma from Jamshedpur is asking, I'm a senior citizen. What type of bond I have to invest for my coming life? So, sir, you can invest in the highest safety category bonds, AAA rated bonds, sovereign bonds, which would provide you regular interest payments to meet your expenses. Shim, would you like to add anything here?
Yeah, I mean, you could, depending on your requirement for capital, you could probably also add in a security that would give you a monthly or a quarterly return, so that it could help you understand your cash flow requirements and your way of spending your money. Depending on your requirement, you could select a security in that segment as well.
We'll pick up the next question. Yeah. Mr. Ashok Saxena from Pune is asking, how can I invest in bonds? I don't have net banking. So, sir, you can physically go to the bank and get the RTGS done in case if you don't have net banking. Physically going to the bank and RTGS would work for you. Ms. Deepika from Surat is asking, what is the safest bond to invest?
I mean, like my colleague said in her last slide, I think that would be the sovereign gold bond. We could also add government securities in that scenario, because they are issued by the government of our country. So they're also one of the safest securities that have been issued in the country with our sovereign gold bonds.
Okay, we'll take the next question. Hope we've been able to answer it well. Hope you know which bond you can invest in.
Yes.
Hope you are able to guide you well on this.
In the right direction, yes. Yeah.
Mr. Harish Sidwani from Mumbai is asking, is it compulsory to have DMAT account for investing in bonds? And how to select reliable bonds for investment? Which bonds to invest for my age? So yes, it is compulsory to have a DMAT account to invest in bonds. Just like equity, where you purchase shares and how they're transferred to your DMAT account. Similarly, once you purchase the bonds, they're transferred to your DMAT account. And the type of bond will totally depend on your investment goals, your risk appetite, and you know all the other your objectives. Why do you want to invest and everything else which we discussed in today's webinar. You can, according to that, you can make your decision with, you know, whether what type of bond you can select, what are the reliable bonds. And yeah, that's it, I guess.
Yeah, I think we've covered.
Moving on to the next question. Many of them are repetitive questions. We'll try to cover up as many as we can. Ms. Pooja Bhavnani from Mumbai says, how to invest in different type of bonds available in India and its procedure.
So Ms. Pooja, there are multiple kind of securities available as such in these segments, depending on your requirement or your need for investments and your goals. You will have multiple brokers who could inform you or would let you guide you to buying any of these securities available. Buying these securities are very simple. We would always suggest going through the exchange, because that helps you cover up your counterparty risk, because exchange will always make sure that the bond goes to the right holder and the right person who has been transferring the money. And the process is very simple. You would always require a DMAT account, and the amount has to be RTGS to the exchange, and the exchange would do the other needful requirements be fulfilled when the deal has been set up.
Yeah.
I think you have covered how procedure goes, if I'm not wrong, Shaili.
Yes, sir. We'll take the next question.
So,
Ms. Deepika Ladi from Hyderabad is asking, what type of bonds are in India and which type of bonds are best to invest? So, this is exactly what we've covered. Your question has been covered in our entire webinar today. All the different type of bonds which we covered, like the fixed rate bonds, the floating rate, tax-free, MLDs, perpetuals. So as per your needs, you can select which bond you would best suit your requirements. Moving on to the next question. So Mr. Anil Vij from Patiala is asking, tax-free bonds are better or high interest? 5-year bonds are
better. So, Mr. Anil, tax-free bonds as such are a very good investment prospect for anyone who's trying to invest. Well, high interest rate 5-year bonds are also very good interest investment perspective. But when comparing to securities, is like comparing apples to oranges. One of them is a AAA rated project or a paper which is extremely secure and does not carry as much risk that a high rated 5-year bond would carry. A tax-free bond will also generate you the same return that will be generated in those bonds, but you will be carrying a much larger risk profile in those securities. And when you compare securities to, when you try to compare a tax-free security, you would want to compare it to a security of the same tenure with the same rating. That would be a AAA rated paper. And in that paper, you might not receive the same or the equivalent type of returns in that 5-year tenure. And I hope I have helped you understand this security much better, and if it is much clearer in this scenario now.
We'll take the next question, which is from Mr. Harshvardhan from Hyderabad. And he is asking, if tax-free bonds have lock-in period, explain details. So tax-free bonds are issued by the government entities that would want to raise funds for certain capital expenditure. Tax-free bonds usually come with a long tenure, say 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And the bondholders can redeem their tax-free bonds at maturity. However, tax-free bonds can also be traded in secondary market. We'll try and answer one or two more questions here.
Sure, we can try that.
So most of them are repetitive questions. Mr. Rajendra is asking, which is the highest yield in bonds?
As such, Rajendra ji, there is no specific high cap on the yields that you can receive. It depends on how riskier you go and look into these securities. Higher the risk, I would say, higher the return. And that also increases your chance of going into a security that might default in the future as well.
I think we'll take one more last question
sure.
here. So Mr. Santosh from Mumbai is asking, how can one choose a bond if it's rated highly, say AA or AAA, but unsecured versus comparatively low rated bond, but secured? Okay, so the credit rating of an issuer is an independent assessment of a company's overall credit worthiness. Higher the rating, lower is the probability of the company to default on its debt. And secured debt versus unsecured debt will be an important consideration if the company defaults and goes into liquidation. However, higher rated bonds, AAA or AA, will have higher level of safety compared to the lower rated bonds, irrespective of whether the bond is secured or unsecured.
Yes.
I think we'll end the Q&A round here. And one second, I'll just share my screen. Yeah, so if anyone has any further queries, we'll be happy to address them. You can, there's a information given here on the slide. You can reach out on this email or the contact number mentioned. We'll take one last poll over here. Sneha, can we quickly have one last poll? So was this webinar helpful for you to start investing in the bond market? Yes, no, or would you like to get more information? Sneha, we can end the poll here. Thank you. So we are really glad that there's 0% no. So most of us here, around 46% says the webinar was really helpful for them to start investing in bond market. And 53% would like to get more information. So we would request you to reach out on the number and the email IDs mentioned here. And we'll be happy to address all your queries. With this, we'll come to end of today's webinar.
So thank you, Shelly and Shivam, for making the investors aware about the different bonds which are available in the Indian markets to invest, and also for covering through the basics of bond markets. So on behalf of NSE, I would like to thank Bonds India team for this insightful NSE Knowledge Builder webinar. And I would also like to thank the investors for participating in this webinar and making this webinar interactive. Once again, we will soon come up with new interesting topics on this bond markets because the investors are really interested in this topic, and we'll announce it soon. So on behalf of NSE, I would like to thank everyone once again, and you everybody have a very good evening.
Thank you, Paritosh. We'll definitely come up with more webinars. We'll be having monthly webinars. The dates would be put out shortly. Thank you all the attendees here for giving us your time, and hope we've been helpful for you all and we can help you enhance your journey in the bond market today. Thank you, NSE. Thank you, Paritosh.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.